We're rolling. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Whoa, I should say, welcome to the first ever Little and Large podcast with our guest host today, Poppy the dog.
Poppy.
Go on.
Very insightful. Thank you, Poppy, for your thoughts. As always, they are appreciated. Anyway, it's me, Little, of Little and Larger, having to spitball while Lewis over there kicks out the guest in a shock twist of the episode.
What? What did you say?
You've kicked out the guest.
Yeah, well, the guest was giving it large. Stuff about, I want 80% of the royalties for this. I simply said, listen here, mate, fuck off.
And you listen, you're lying here. The guests are on our terms.
You're lying something here. I'm sort of a guy who, if I don't like it, I simply say, fuck off.
Like it, or lump it. Buy one, you get one free. You like it, you lump it.
Buy one, you get one free. I fucking hate that guy in that advert. I fucking hate him. So weird, isn't he?
Rate that advert out of 10.
0. Bald. He's a little bald twat, isn't he? Little short, little fat, little baldy.
I'll insert a photo of Lewis. If you could insert photos in podcast to show that he looks exactly like him. Or rate the Hastings Direct advert. That 0800 00 1066.
Oh, I like that one.
Right there. Wait. Sit it bang one. Sit it bang. And the jet has gone that guy.
Two.
Why? What's your...
Just... It's just bad. This shit.
That's very insightful. Thank you, as always.
When you're in some shit, you know. Simple as that.
Well, I personally...
thrive
on adverts.
You look at a rock on the floor, you think, why is that
the rock? Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
No.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. I look at him and I think, awooga.
The Rock. He's about 50.
Yeah, awooga. Yeah, I like bald guys. They're exactly my type.
Should we tell the guests about our great segments we've got coming up?
We've got some excellent segments coming up, guys.
In this week's episode, we have News of the Week, Simpsons. We've got a couple of guys who've emailed us in for some life advice. I, Lewis... And a drink review.
Drink review. Reviews on the podcast.
Such a dog. What should we start with?
I'm trying to do some news of the week. Do it in the order. Go on.
First of all...
We're conventional guys here.
I still have to find the news app on my phone. Which I can't... Oh, there it is.
Some people are just not prepared, not professional.
I'm just finding the news app on my phone. That's right, the phone that is the iPhone 8. That's right, guys. This week's sponsors is iPhone. And if you want to get... People say, the new iPhone 11, the new iPhone X.
No.
This week's episode is sponsored by the iPhone 8. It's classic. It's when it used to have a button. They've got some stock.
They need
you guys to sell them. They had it red? Yeah, the red one supports AIDS. Do you want people advise AIDS to die? Do you, huh? Little guys running around there with AIDS, children with HIV, huh? Do you want them to die?
Buy the red iPhone.
Oh, sorry, I've got to get the new iPhone because all my friends have got it. Oh, yeah, buy the new iPhone 11 instead of the 8. It's basically like going up to the kids with HIV in the streets and you might as well shoot them in the face. That's what you scum are doing.
And if you put in code Molly and Lewis... on Apple's website, then you will get 50% off. So,
yeah, 50% off.
Hashtag ad. We have to by law to sit there and tell you confirm that it is an ad. But I mean, we sat there at first. It was like 10%, and we was like, no, our viewers, our listeners,
10%.
Deserve more. We're not. Listen, Apple.
Tell them what I did. 10%. Tell them what I did.
He laughed in their face. He did.
Laughed in their face.
He was like, listen. We know you're offering us £1 million.
A real day laugh as well. A smoker's laugh.
We know.
Spit flying out my face.
We know. You're offering us £1 million for this.
Tim Cook was like, don't do that to me. I'm Tim Cook, CEO of Apple.
Our listeners deserve more.
Weren't the big guy on his face, was he?
Anyway, with the headlines, Lewis, with the headlines.
Okay, so news of the week.
Interesting ones only, please. Come on now.
Evening Standard. This is coronavirus news at the minute. London coronavirus cases rise by 300, with only lockdown Leicester reporting more cases.
But I mean,
fucking shock horror, London has more cases than Leicester.
Look at the tube, you're
fucking
literally
idiots.
Inside someone's armpit just on that alone.
Wait,
so.
No, wait, London have less cases than Leicester.
Yeah, that's why Leicester's in a lockdown. Fucking some hell. People don't read the news, Lewis Seymour.
What's going on in fucking Leicester?
That's mainly why we're doing this news for the week, just so Lewis Seymour reads the news.
Prince Andrew, you know him, paedophile. His lawyers deny claim that he's deliberately evading authorities. What do you think of that? I bet he's evading authorities.
Ghislaine, though, has now been... Is that her name? Well. Has been taken in by the FBI or whatever, hasn't she? She's been prosecuted, whatever. Something's going down, so... I think a lot of people...
The Mirror. Domino's delivery driver left in tears by customer's game to earn
payments. Not the Domino's delivery... I take that personally because I like Domino's.
A group of friends invited a Domino's pizza delivery driver into the house and challenged him to a game to earn payment for the food and possibly a big tip for himself.
Oi, oi, wink, wink.
Now, I don't know about anyone else out there, but I'm thinking a Domino's pizza guy being invited to a random person's house. Think of the risk.
And also, this guy...
Is this guy a paedophile?
He looks fairly old. Is this guy a rapist? Not in... No, I'm not accusing him of that. He looks like a nice guy. He looks like he's not going to mess around with teenagers playing their games. He looks like he wants to deliver their pizza, finish his shift, and go home to his wife.
No, to me, he looks like a dirty old man. In the picture I've got here, described to you
but
guys.
But that is Lewis reflecting on himself.
Domino's man, tightly fitting shirt. Clearly don't fit him anymore. Glasses on, typical forehead freak. Weird beard. Girl at the doors at Young's.
This driver was left
slim,
in tears.
Decent looking woman.
And you're saying this about him.
And he's walking, he probably thought, my lucky day.
He's probably
a porn obsessed freak. Jerking away over his desktop. And finally he's got himself his big break. He's been let into this girl's house.
See, Lewis is talking more about himself
dirty
here. That's what it is, projecting.
Okay, listen
this
to
guy was left in tears.
Dirty old man, this guy's dirty
left
old
in tears.
Dirty bastard. Oh, you dirty bastard.
Right, next headline, please. I don't want you to do this.
The man, who introduces himself as Bob, is faced with a circle of 12 overturned cups on the kitchen counter and is told he can flip over 6 and keep anything lurking underneath. Bob can't wait to get started. Dirty bastard. Introduces his first
hey,
cup.
Hey, leave Bob alone.
To discover $20 note, in brackets, £16 for us UK listeners, which is likely to closely cover the cost of a single pizza handed over, meaning anything else you find must be his personal tip. Who's writing this crap in the Mirror? Saying he's owned a job for 11 years and no one has ever done this, Bob then proceeds to find a $1, a $5, and another $5.
Oi, gameplay!
Ooh, that's a lot. The friends tell him that one of the cups is holding a far greater sum, and the driver turns over the next to find a $100 bill as he puts his hands on his head in disbelief.
It's happy tears.
For you? For real, you guys? They immediately respond, no, ha ha ha, and handcuff
him. That's not what happens.
He breaks down in tears. So basically, this guy got $83 left. What? Oh, this guy got some tip. Yeah.
He got some mad money and he was very happy about it. Lewis is just a cynical person.
Sport. Rory Keane's press match interview. How's this front page sport? Rory Keane interview from 2005. A Rory Keane interview from 15
well,
years
ago. It's
not
front page, is it? It's just highlights.
I want the front page bit.
That's not a front page bit.
Liverpool tips to
today.
Offload 2 stars as Bayern man nears a move. Okay. Liverpool reportedly close to signing Thiago Alcantara, but his rival at Anfield could reportedly be exited for two top stars.
Please learn to read if you're going to read the headlines.
Da-da-da-da. Who are they going to get rid of?
That's my only critique. It would have been good if Lewis looked through the headlines, found the key little elements first before we went into the segment, but some people just lack the professionalism.
The two players who could be under threat are Wijnaldum and Keita.
No, not Wijnaldum. He's my favourite.
Wijnaldum goes as BS.
He's my favourite.
I'm calling it BS here from the guys down at Team Talk.
Right, Lewis provided us with 0 tantalising headlines.
No,
on to the next segment. On to the next segment. On to the next one.
Sean Dyche admits to sex scandal. Sean Dyche admits a sex scandal where he reportedly touched up one of his players, Chris Wood. Sean Dyche here says, I touched Chris Wood's big dong.
It's not what he said. You can't... Stop.
Oh, lie. This is actually about Dyche admits to Burnley challenge amid exit rumours. Dyche is not a sex offender. He's maybe leaving
his defamation,
managerial
that
post
is.
At Burnley.
Defamation.
Well, always got to look behind the headlines, haven't you?
Alright, get off this.
How about this?
Get off it.
Alright.
Next. Next segment, please. Right, you're only on the sports now, and I've got no interest in that.
Okay, the next segment is called Simpsons. Do you want
to
explain that?
So basically, Lewis is going to name a Simpson character to me, and I'm going to describe out of 10 and give a brief little reason why of how much I would simp for that character. This is a bit of a Why have you just Googled him? He literally could quote any of the first 13 seasons.
Hey, I'm a fan. Don't blame me.
Fanatic.
Don't hate me for it. Okay. I'm going to start off with a fairly well-known character. Principal Skinner.
Principal Skinner. 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10.
Because he's not our principal of the line, brother.
It's because he's gay.
No, it's not. But because he's got an annoying part of his backstory where he's not even Seymour Skinner.
Yes, sir.
And it's one episode where he's not. And it basically gets disrespected in every episode where it's described that his mum was always his mum, whatever. And his dad was actually... Like, every episode doesn't even work with it. Mm-hmm. And that really annoys me. So I can't simp for him because of that fact.
Why 4? It's 1 out of 4, 0 out of 10. It's because he's good looking. It's because there's butt episode where he gets a tomato over it. When he's...
Yeah, exactly. And that little wiggle just really...
How about this guy? Herbert Powell. Remember who that is?
I don't know who Herbert Powell is. I don't think the viewers would.
It's voiced by Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah,
He's like Herman with hair, and he's rich.
I'll give him... Oh, yeah, the car company. If anyone doesn't know, basically, just imagine Homer Simpson with hair, rich with his own company, and voiced by Danny DeVito. So just hear Danny DeVito's voice in your head. That is Homer Simpson's brother. 6 out of 10, because I respect for Danny DeVito, but also I prefer that original Homer.
Hands of Old Man.
Nobody's gay from Old Man. And for that, he gets a 0 out of 10.
Yep.
Sideshow I would not sit from Old Man. Sideshow, I've got no time for Sideshow.
He's about the bone, not Sideshow Bob.
Mel. I know it's not Sideshow Bob.
Okay, good.
I've got no time for either of the Sideshows. I'll give them both right now. Sideshow, 0 out of 10.
Okay, fair enough.
They're Sideshow for a reason.
Kent Brockman.
Kent Brockman, news guy.
Yeah.
I'll give Kent Brockman a 5.6 out of 10.
Famous.
He's got a bit of sink about him.
But he's old.
But also, he's old and he's not that reputable of a news source, I don't think.
Kearney Zickwitz, the bully, the bald bully.
The bald bully. 2 out of 10. I'll give him 7 points because...
What's your bully rating?
He makes me troll a bit. Nelson, just for pure style, isn't he? His ha-ha is iconic, so I would simp more for Nelson.
Mayor Quimby,
I would simply not simp for Mayor Quimby. I don't know how he seems to have these bikini clad girls around him in the episodes.
Top three that you would.
Marge Simpson.
Marge.
She could do no wrong in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely woman. Early Simpsons, we're only talking here, Homer, because he's a good family man. He's nice at heart. He's got lovely moments with each of his children, really. You know, Lisa Sachs, do a bit for her. He's got some really heartwarming, so that's simp worthy. And then also a side character that's in like two, three episodes is in Street Cav. Desire, the Marge one, Street Marge, Desire, I don't know. But she's got the little headscarf thing, and she just gives off some really cool... I would definitely simp for her. I would... Whatever she told me to do, I would. So that's my simp rating for the Simpsons!
Should we get to our next segment, which is emails?
I'm ready for the next segment.
Okay.
So we've received some emails from our earnest listeners before they've even listened.
Should we say... What's this guy's name? Just read the guy's name.
It's... O. Grimes. Wait, no, that's too obvious. We'll call him ONG.
Okay. Hi, guys. Big fan of the show. I'm really having trouble with a girl. I don't know if she likes me. I asked her on a date. She said maybe. We talk often, but not enough and not every day. She's a petite girl, big ass, huge tits. She's had a boyfriend. The boyfriend was one of my good friends. But I don't know whether she likes me or not. What are the signs that a girl likes you? And how do I make her from a friend that I sometimes talk to into my girlfriend?
Signs.
Now, thanks, O-G. O-G.
O-N-G. O-N-G.
Yeah, thanks for that, buddy.
We use a nickname, code name, Grimesy.
Grimesy, yeah, good work.
No one. O-Grimesy, yeah.
Yeah.
We respect your privacy, guys. And we would never... Obviously, we're not going to sit there and give any full names out, so...
Yeah,
we'll go for O. Grimesy just to keep it... You know, keep it incognito.
Keep it What do you think we about care. This? He's a big fan of the show. Is he?
Big fan of the show.
First episode. Has he got a line? First of all,
I don't trust this guy. First, is there any description of what he looks like? Because I could tell you straight off the bat if girls like him or something like that, really.
Yeah. Well, I want people. Wendy, email me stuff, okay, everyone? Email me a picture of yourself, a picture of people in your local area. I want to know if you come from a weird village where maybe your looks are higher rated, or you come from Malibu.
We want to know if there's hot singles in your local area.
Yeah. Also, send me a picture of who you're talking about in the email. Their mum.
A 10.
Preferably naked.
In Norfolk is not the same as a 10 in LA.
Yeah, and that's 10 in LA is lower. LA people are ugly.
Exactly, and that's just the fact of life.
What do you think of this then? This girl who sometimes talks to used to be...
used to be his friend.
Girlfriend.
That's a scandal!
Yeah.
So, basically, the way to love a girl likes you... I mean, when I liked Lewis over here, what I did is I caught him when he was drunk. And I just seduced him.
Yeah.
Like in the film with Mrs. Robinson very much. I just used my woman...
Channing Tatum?
Yeah. I just used my... No, what? Used my...
There's a film where Channing Tatum fucks someone.
There's a film where Channing Tatum fucks someone. So it must be the film where I'm on about some people lack culture.
Not Magic Mike. Not Magic Mike, everyone. I'm not gay.
Brokeback Mountain.
Never heard of it.
Anyway, I'll just make sure he's very drunk. And then I just use my womanly wiles and just pounce.
So this guy's asking, how does he seduce someone?
No, he's asking if a girl was interested. I made it very clear.
This guy sounds a little bit nervous. How does he know? He talks to this girl sometimes, but not every day. How does he know?
How is she talking to him? Is she using winky? Is she using kisses? Is she...
How many kisses as well? One?
Two?
One?
Three?
One? Friendly?
Polite.
Two?
Two still can be a bit polite.
Polite, some people do. Three? Yeah, you're in. Four? Yeah. Okay, ask her out now. Five?
She's insane.
Five, she's your nan, or she's insane.
Yeah. Nan or insane. If she's your nan...
Any more than that, she's insane.
We don't want to hear from you. That's really...
Yeah, it's better than
being a nan, buddy. We don't want you Grimesy, as a fan of the...
O Grimes.
Your name is, buddy. If this is your nan, we don't want you to listen to the podcast. We don't want to be associated with that at all. So,
what are... Give me three ways you can tell a girl's into you.
Always just messaging you. You put something on your story. She'll reply to it.
Yeah, put something on your story. Put something on your story like...
Bit funny, maybe, but think someone can reply to you. You can't just put something on there that's got no
put something up content. Like, fill up your shit, my dog just died, something like that. Which you know,
yeah, exactly. Get the pity.
Put something up, like, relatable, like, oh my god, I can't believe how shit today was. I broke my ankle, come back home, I see my mom fucking the neighbour.
A black screen like with, CBA, done with this now. Sad crying emoji. And if she really loved you, she would reply to that, really, because that's how you can tell.
Or put up Google Lamborghini, put screenshot that on your story. Can't believe my new car. Thanks, mum. Thanks, dad.
Exactly. Yeah, that will wheel her in. If she's into you as well, probably
flicking of the hair. Is that a true thing?
Maybe a bit of hair pain. You know, flicking the hair.
Do you speak to her in real life?
Yeah. Do you know? And in real life, does she often try to sit next to you?
Here's what you should do.
If she's always trying to sit next to you and talk to you in a group of people.
Yeah.
Who is with a group of people she also knows and is friendly with.
Mm. So if she singles you out, good thinking.
Then she's obviously, you know, this is for you, old Grimesy.
Right, if you want the instant answer, you've got two things you can do. Messenger. DTF. ?
FWB? ?
Yeah, all that. Go both. Depending on the reply to that, you'll know. Or, if you've got a bit more about you in public, go up to her, kush, slap on the ass. If she goes, yep, she likes it. If she goes, what the hell?
If she reports you to police, I'm afraid to say you're not
what
him.
What the hell? She gets on the phone to her dad, run, flee town, on the nearest train, and she doesn't like you.
Also, get very drunk, or just pretend to get very drunk, and message her like, oh, really like you, blah, blah, blah. Next morning, if she didn't respond the way you know, I'd just go, God, I was so drunk last night. I messaged like 20 other girls. I don't know what was wrong with me. So, that's the way the money rolls.
Do you want to give them a few open sentences to message her with?
Yeah.
A couple of conversation starters.
Yeah, a couple of conversation starters. So, hey, sweet cheeks, how's life hanging?
Yeah, good work. Good work.
Hi, my son in the stars. The most beautiful person in the world. what you've been up to today? Hi. She responds, hi. She puts, what you're up to? You put, not much, just talking to this incredibly sexy girl. Yep, she's like, oh my god, that's me. If she doesn't catch one, make sure you clarify, you, by the way, it's you. You're the girl. Just don't want any confusion, just want to clear that up. Just say, message her, say, I was thinking of decorating a room, I want something better to look at. She's like, oh, what were you thinking? And then just send her a picture of her face, like a selfie from Instagram or something, and go, this, I just, makes me smile every time I see it.
Good thinking.
If she likes you, ah, cute, funny, haha. If she doesn't, she'll think you're a real big creep. That's the line. Whether things are creepy or whether they're funny and cute, depends on if the girl likes you or not. If you message a girl saying she looks really good and she likes you, that's nice. If you message her and she doesn't, she thinks you're a creep. And it's the same thing, same message, just depends on if you're a big ugly creep or not. And my advice for that is don't be a big ugly creep. I've never been a big ugly creep, and that's why I just got them lining up.
Not big, you're small, you're little.
Exactly, which is why I've got them lining up.
Should I go with the next email? Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah, read it out for me.
Hi all, really big fan of the show. I love you guys, especially large,
especially,
winky face.
Especially winky face.
Sorry, I've got a girlfriend, whoever this is.
Me, just to be clear.
Is she a girl? Oh, she is. I'm a girl. I'm 19. I've recently broke up with my boyfriend. I'm trying to get out there again, but guys never give me attention. How do I get a guy to notice me?
What are you thinking, Lodge?
Oh, it depends where she is trying to get a guy's attention. If she's, I don't know, in the club, yeah, you want to get a guy's attention. If she's, you know, just out.
Be outgoing.
If she's like doing something, we don't want a guy's attention. You don't want a guy's attention sometimes. If you're out picking up dog shit. You don't want the best looking guy in the neighbourhood to roll past you and see you, you know, wet clothes on because it's raining, bending over, picking up dog shit, getting all over your hands. You don't want that to happen.
That's not a look.
So, number one, you've got to pick when.
Number one, you don't winky face large.
Yeah, number one, cut that out. But number two, let's let her off and give me your top three ways for a guy to notice you.
Be outgoing. Don't be afraid to message first. Message maybe Dawn. It's probably daunting for them too. Give them a little slide into the DMs. Number two.
I would say wear something that makes you look cool.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know how old you are. Hopefully over the age of 18.
Just wear something cool.
If not, don't message in.
Don't win.
16 above. So 17
we're not
above.
About the minors.
Yeah. If you're wearing, like, if your mum still buys your clothes and your mum's completely out of touch, say, hey mum, you know, I'm going to get a job.
Wear whatever you're happy in.
I want to buy some clothes myself.
If you wear something that you feel confident in and feel like you look good in, then you're going to act more confident. If you feel like you look good, then
you're going to... I'm not saying you have to get your bangs out all the time, but...
Maybe the mash. If you feel like you look good and look like, yeah, wow, I'd fancy myself, then other people are going to fancy you.
If you're over the age of 12, he's still wearing High School Musical stuff. You know, switch it up.
Take off the Thomas Tank Engine top.
Yeah.
Don't. And that's at you, O'Grimsey.
Should I go with the last email of the day?
I would love a last email of the day.
This guy started with, what's up?
Old school. That's a bit of a game play, isn't it?
Clearly a Budweiser fan or a Scream fan. I'm 17. I've just found out about the world of porn. I think I'm addicted. Especially to the BDSM category. Is there something wrong with me? And that's from S. Wilkins. A bit obvious.
Sam W.
Old Sammy boy. Now Sammy boy here. You're not... There's nothing wrong with you, okay?
I'm on turn.
There's nothing wrong with you. What do you call him? S. Wilkins, wasn't it?
S. Wilkins. Sam W.
Yeah, Sam. There's nothing wrong with you here, Sam. It's perfectly normal to like pornography. But if it's every second of the day, there is something wrong with you. What do you think of him being... Especially into BDSM.
You disgust me.
Does he? You're right, he disgusts me as well. BDSM is... What's he thinking? Or is it normal?
Also, feel free to message me on Snapchat or something.
What?
Perfectly normal. But we just do not personally support you, and you disgust us. But again, I've got no problem with it. I've got friends that are into it, except I personally, just by you.
No, be too harsh. Whatever's okay, but.
Listen, you got an artist phone. You go on frequently visited. You go just Google saying what? Frequently visited is there.
What? No, what is into is okay.
L. Seymour could be voicing that same email.
Shut up. Every second of the day, okay? Just cut it out, right? Just hold back on it a bit. That's all I think for him.
Thanks for the emails, guys. Feel free to send us more. Send us more! And that's life advice from us.
Our next section is called iCole.
This is where we just talk about a movie / show we've seen and give it a bit of a review.
What's the show we've seen recently?
So we didn't plan ahead with this, really.
Pursuit of Happiness we watched recently.
We watched Pursuit of Happiness. This what is else? Just to give it a little bit of an overview.
I'm going to rattle off the shows that we
watched. We're just going to do Pursuit of Happiness now. We're not going to go and review them all.
Alright, I'm just going to say a few. We can choose one. Choose one.
Alright. Overtaking again. Yeah, go on. Pursuit of Happiness, one.
We watched...
That he's just not that into you. He's just not that into you, that one.
What was it? Oh, yeah.
You know the one.
And we also watched the one with that skinny guy in it. Out of your league. She's out of your league.
She's out of your league with the Molly girl and the... Yeah, that was a classic.
She do really She's think. Out of your league?
She's... Yeah, she's out of your league.
Do you remember that? Do you want to give a rundown?
Yeah, so basically there's this guy... can't remember his name because...
Bert.
He wasn't in the good
Bert,
league.
I think it was Bert.
He wasn't in her league. And he fancies this girl, Molly, who's like 10. It must be taking the name Molly, really. And the whole time, he's just...
His name's Kirk.
Kirk, yeah. And the whole time, he's just like, she won't be into me, look at me. Because he's a really skinny little
boy. Yeah, what's going on?
He's quite annoying, and his family are really weird as well. And she's just really normal and nice and really pretty.
Just one second, Molly.
And all his... His friends are also saying, Kirk, come on, she's out of your league, man. But the thing that makes her out of his league, it turns out in the end, nice little curveball for you, is the fact, I mean, she definitely is out of his league, but it's the fact he thinks that because he's constantly putting himself down and saying, oh, you're out of my league, you're out of my league. I mean, he's definitely a freak anyway. He sat there, she kissed him, he finished. And then... her dog licked him, and then her parents came, and he just ran out and left, rather than just spill something on himself or something, or blame the dog. He just abandoned, ran out
coward.
On a parents' first time meeting him, and it was just, you know, what a dweeb. But I mean, it was a lovely movie to watch.
What do you think the message of the movie was?
Message was always back yourself. I'll say it's a good bit of gameplay to watch, guys. Definitely a good bit of gameplay to watch.
Breaking news! I don't know if you heard, but I interrupted Molly Cole halfway through that. It's because I was just simply scrolling down Instagram. And I see this. Caption, never regret anything that made you smile. I look at the photo.
Can I just talk about people's Instagrams?
Why not?
Okay, fine.
I look at the photo. No one's going to see this. She's not going to see this. She might be the one who's got millions of followers. I look at the bio and I think, what the fuck is going on here? It's a girl, you may know, you may not. Let's call her C. Clark. Let's call her Charlotte. And she's holding up this whites thing. And it's obsessive. These my results after using my whitening kit from Whites Beacon Field. Hashtag gifted. Hashtag Whites Beacon Field. And it's like a teeth whitening thing. And I didn't know how to follow this. I didn't know if she was Kylie Jenner or something. But what's going on? Also, what the hell is a white speaking field?
If she was getting paid to promote him, you'd do it.
She's not getting paid, is she? How many followers does she have?
It was gifted.
She has 12,000, does she?
Yeah.
They have more followers than her, though.
It was gifted. So they send it to her for free.
Yeah, but what I'm worried about is not her getting a little bit of kickback from using some teeth whitener thing. I'd wear my teeth. Was this the photo?
What photo would you take?
A photo of my teeth?
There's her teeth.
Yeah, but this looks... Come on, you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Negative Lewis Seymour, back at it again. Alright, that's all we've got
time for. No, we have got more time.
What are we talking about now?
This is a section I call Instagram feed.
You can't just talk about people's Instagrams.
No, it's a section. Pop Smoke's album's now out.
We're never bad to let people hear this if you just critique people's Instagrams, we know.
I'm critiquing. Molly Mae Haig, not even that hot. Sky Sports came up on my feed. Charlton versus Millwall. Two ugliest. Look at them ugly, ugly bastards on there.
Lewis is a very negative
Christ.
Guy. Very much a
hater. What's his on here? Leroy Sané is joined Bayern Munich. Shock horror.
Very insightful, thanks, Lars. I'm really glad we added this segment.
Lewis Hamilton is the fastest practice lap in F1. Who cares?
Lewis's Instagram feed is just Sky Sports.
We're going to end with a review, weren't we?
Yeah, we've not. We should do that when we're drinking a drink.
Yes, do it now.
Yeah, okay.
Should we read the road then?
We could stop this now, and you can add an extra segment, and we can finish it when we're with Wills and get him involved in the drink for you. Or do you want to just do it now?
Should you open one day?
Everyone now. Sorry guys for this little bit of conversation mid podcast. We obviously did not plan ahead.
I'm just using my bottle opener from London Homelets. Hashtag gifted. Hashtag reap what you sow. London Homelets is a great little place if you're in the London area or Kent area. You're looking to let at home. They gave me this bottle opener, hashtag gifted. And as it was hashtag gifted, I'm gonna use it. Thanks guys.
What drink are you opening today, Lewis?
Today I'm going to be reviewing the Strongbow Rosé Cider.
Strongbow Rosé Cider, for anyone who did not hear that.
It's in the bottle, not the can. The bottle's better.
Read the little description.
It's a lightly sparkling rosé cider made of blush red apples. A refreshing cider, especially enjoyed cold. This is cold. It was out of Tesco Express fridge. It's got its standard ingredients. Water, apple juice, and concentrate.
What percentage is it?
Percentage is 4%. You can't drink it if you're pregnant or if you're driving.
Standard procedure, guys. Standard procedure there. Did you know it's owned by Bulmer?
Bulmer?
Yeah.
Who's he? Let's go with the crack open.
Did you hear that, guys? Hope you did. Hope you got that ASMR.
Yep, fresh. Yeah, fresh. Simply all I've got to say. Fresh.
Crisp and fresh. I'd rate Strongbow Rosé Cider 10 out of 10 for me, really.
9.999 out of 10 for me.
To be clear, this is the Strongbow one, because other rosé ciders on the market simply do not taste the same or compare. True. Far more aptly cidery than not our gameplay as much,
not
really.
Not gameplay at all.
So I'd like to make it clear this is the Strongbow one that we're reviewing. If you buy another one and base that on our review, we cannot be held accountable.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
We cannot be held accountable. If you get the Kopperberg one or the Thatcher's one, and you're like, but they said it was a 10. That's no, we said the Strongbow rosé was a 10. So...
should we call it a day?
Yeah. This is all from Little and...
Large. thanks, guys.
Bye.